In colonial times, Benjamin Franklin began to publish his Poor Richard's Almanac, a collection of useful advice, astronomical charts, planting tables, and weather predictions. Today, the Old Farmer's Almanac continues to provide many of these same resources. But in the 21st century, for the first time, more than half the people on Earth live in metropolitan areas. So Eric Utney, the founder of Utney Magazine, decided to create an almanac for city dwellers. NPR's Margot Adler has the story.
Eric Utney says he hasn't spent that much time in nature, but the idea for the almanac came to him after a wilderness experience in the mountains above Death Valley, watching the constellations at night and experiencing the moon.
And a month later, I was in Manhattan, and a little breeze came up, and I turned into it, and I looked up, and here was the full moon over the Chrysler Building, and suddenly I was in wild nature in the heart of Manhattan, and I had this thought that, gee, we're in nature wherever we are.
That led Utney to think about helping people in the city by creating an urban almanac filled with weather predictions, planetary charts, and a guide to seasonal changes for each month in each region. Also poems, places, and strategies for survival. One morning at dawn, Utney came to my Manhattan apartment to begin a day-long journey guided by his almanac. He's 58 with thinning brown hair. We start by looking out an east-facing window, hoping to see sunrise, although it's overcast. Utney opens the almanac to a sun poem by Mary Oliver. There's a poem for every week in the year.
Have you ever seen anything in your life more wonderful than the way the sun, every evening, relaxed and easy, floats toward the horizon?
Oh, hey, we got some pink. There's just a small patch of light, but looking out and up still brings surprises.
Oh, look, a hawk.
A beautiful hawk. Look at that.
Yeah. I take that as a very good sign.
Utney hopes his book will help city dwellers look up and out and in, and even rethink their attitudes towards some aspects of nature in the city. Pigeons, after all, he says, are a kind of dove.
In every traditional culture, the pigeon represented spirit, our connection with the divine. They were Aphrodite's totem. The Christians always pictured a dove as that sort of go-between between this world and the next. So every time you see a pigeon with that awkward little gait examining a piece of bubble gum on the sidewalk, just think of the Holy Spirit.
Like the Farmer's Almanac, the Urban Almanac has weather predictions a year in advance. Here is the second week of January in the Rockies. It says look for an intensifying Alberta storm into the Denver area on the 11th and 12th. That's pretty specific. Eric Utney says if these predictions turn out better than the Farmer's Almanac,
we're going to have a great big news conference and trumpet the fact. If they're not, you won't be hearing anything from us.
There's also a section on phenology, understanding changes in recurring natural phenomena. Here's the December listing for the Pacific Coast.
This is a time to find thousands of monarch butterflies in the restful sanctuary of old eucalyptus groves. Elsewhere, look for pieces of bull kelp washed up on beaches after powerful storms.
The almanac is also filled with lists of places. We decide to check a few out. Our first stop is Union Square's Green Market. After passing stalls of fruits and vegetables, hot cider and cheeses to taste, we come across broccoli that looks like a sea urchin, and Utney reads the little sign next to it.
Imagine a head of broccoli as envisioned by Jerry Garcia, and you have the Romanesco, a variety that looks like the psychedelic understudy for the lead in Little Shop of Horrors.
You eat it just like broccoli? Yeah.
But what Utney likes about green markets is that the food is local and there's more community. We go uptown to Central Park to touch bedrock left hundreds of millions of years ago after the last glacier. Then we move into the bustle of crowds on Fifth Avenue, where even attempting to join the line in front of the Museum of Modern Art seems a futile act. Noise everywhere. Then we cross the street to find a tiny pocket park. Imagine, says Utney, a minute ago, an intense crush of people.
And here is this little oasis in the heart of the city.
And we're the only people here.
We're the only people here. And we have a waterfall.
But we find more peace further uptown at the Westside Community Garden. Sylvia Lefkowitz is planting tulip bulbs, and she lets Eric Utney give her a hand.
We just sort of, you know,
how far apart do you like them?
About 6 inches. Okay, that's it. Great. Then you take a little fertilizer. Like so, yes. Oh, they'll grow well.
Is that too much?
No, that's perfect. Okay. And next spring, come and visit us.
I will.
That'll be your patch.
We've been together for just 6 hours, and we've barely scratched the surface. The official title of the book is Cosmo Duguid's Urban Almanac, Celebrating Nature and Her Rhythms in the City. Utney says it will come out yearly, and he's seeking suggestions for new items, places, poems, even people to write about, a category he calls Living Urban Treasures. Margo Adler, NPR News, New York.
You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.